Welcome to episode 97 of the Unstoppable Podcast. This episode is entitled Defy Your Limits. My name is Dan J. Gregory, and I am committed to hunting down the secrets of business mastery and human performance. My goal for the Unstoppable Podcast is to share insights from some of the most successful entrepreneurs, inspiring thought leaders, world-class athletes, and prominent celebrities to help you to become unstoppable in business and life. Each week, I'll be bringing you a new interview with an inspiring person and sharing my own results as I pursue the answers to the question, how can I create the ultimate edge in my business, make a significant impact, and live an extraordinary life? Hello and welcome to episode number 97 of the Unstoppable Podcast, counting down, closing in on that episode 99 so we can kick off season 2 with episode 100 coming very soon. Today's episode is called Defy Your Limits, and we're going to be exploring what is preventing you from achieving your goals or starting your business or changing your life in any key area that you're looking to create change. We're going to look at what's stopping you from making yourself happier, from living better, from being the leader you're born to be, and exploring what really stops us from doing or achieving anything that we want to go after in our lives. The question is, are there really any limits to what we can do in today's world, or is the only thing that prevents us and limits us from achieving what we want to achieve the perception of the limitations in our mind? This episode is important for a number of reasons, but in terms of timing of the episode, this weekend I've just spent 2 days with a good friend of mine, and we ran the half marathon up in Oxford. It was the 5th half marathon that I've ever run before, but this one was a little different. My good friend, I won't say who he is, but he arranged this half marathon some time ago earlier this year as a real challenge to himself, having been diagnosed with a very serious degenerative neurological condition, similar in some ways to Parkinson's, which means that his body and his mind is going to degenerate over time. But one of the things that has been proven and shown to improve the quality of his life and condition is to remain active. Yeah, for some of us, we always find excuses for becoming active or doing exercise or going to the gym or whatever, or some of us just don't bother doing it at all. Yet, some people are forced into a situation where it becomes life or death, like my dear friend. So it's funny that we don't naturally all treat life that way, isn't it? That we don't make a habit of the things that prolong our life unless we're forced to. Yet I believe, you know, health and nutrition and fitness are a key part of building the unstoppable foundation, and a lot more of that is to come. But for my good friend, you know, he now has to work out day in, day out in order to keep his muscles healthy and to keep his body developing. So we all got together, 10 of us this weekend, to do this race. And we all had these matching t-shirts. You can see the pictures online on my social media. I'll put some in the show notes as well. We all got together to do this run. And, you know, most of us are in good health. And then there was my good friend who has this condition and, you know, made it a real challenge for him to run. But nonetheless, he's been training all year long. And we got it done. We got it done in just under 3 hours, which was really, really impressive. And a huge achievement. I'm deeply proud of my good friend, and I look forward to the next activity. We're talking about doing Tough Mudder next year, and maybe a full marathon. There's many, many good activities to come, but it's really important for him to stay active. So I'm pleased to play my part in helping him develop his own fitness and health regime. So this episode is really pertinent because he had to seriously overcome some physical limitations during that race, but not just during the race, but leading up to it in the training. And we're not just talking physical limitations. You can imagine someone who has that kind of condition, the journey they have to go through mentally to prepare themselves to do this kind of stuff is incredible. And I was really inspired by the entire weekend, just getting together with a group of guys and girls and getting this done together and raising funds and awareness of his condition. And, you know, really supporting him on his journey. So, like I said, many of us aren't in a situation where we have to live in a certain way to survive. But the reality is we all carry around different limitations in different ways. Unlike my friend who has a physical limitation now, we all have very different limitations that can hold us back. And I can tell you from my own journey, I'm not going to go into it too deeply here, but if you want to find out about some of the ways that I held myself back in business, you can listen to the first 10 episodes of this podcast. I really go deep into it and share all in terms of the way I was just standing in my own way. And I've given a couple of talks on this recently around how your belief system can really impact you. So in this episode, we're going to explore some of the common ways that we limit ourselves in terms of our own success and achievement. and I'm going to share a five-step process that I've developed to identify and overcome some of these limitations, because no matter how successful we are or how challenged we are always up against the grain when it comes to finding new ways to develop ourselves and to overcome the new limitations that come up, because the bigger goals we set, the bigger challenges we face. So we're all always facing new limitations that we must break through in order to keep progressing. So what are some of the most common ways that we limit our success? The first, most importantly, is our mindset. And there's a big difference between those who have a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Those people who have a fixed mindset are the people who believe that they're either good at something or they're not. And it's based upon their inherent nature and they simply can't change it because it's who they are. So their intelligence, their abilities or talent are simply fixed traits. And, you know, we've all met people like that. They believe that their life has given them their lot and they cannot change it. That's a fixed mindset. And we've all probably met people who you really want to see make a change in their life, but their mindset is preventing them from doing it. In contrast, a growth mindset, people who have a growth mindset believe that their abilities can be developed through focused and action. And people who have this growth mindset believe that anyone can be good at anything because your abilities are entirely due to your actions and choices. It's a very different approach to life. It's a very different way to see life. The second is our fears. You know, whether it's fear of failure, fear of success, fear of rejection, fear is one of the biggest traps that keeps people from taking action. In fact, alongside mindset itself, fear is probably the number one reason why people don't go after their dreams, their goals, and their objectives, because they're afraid. Whether they're consciously or subconsciously aware of that, it's a different matter. Whether it's fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of success, we all have these fears. And people who say they don't, well, that's a limitation in itself. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. If you believe you have no fears and you're suppressing your fears, then that's a challenge that we must overcome. But we all have fears, and it's these fears we must overcome to get forward, to move forward in life. There's fears out there designed to protect us and keep us safe and keep us alive, but there's emotional fears that prevent us from taking action that we must overcome to move forward. And, you know, again, this is a process that we must continuously revisit, because every time we take on new projects, new tasks, new goals, the fears will rear their head, and it's important to catch them early and break them down so that you can keep moving forward fast. Number three is beliefs. A belief is a feeling of certainty about what something means, and our beliefs will either guide us towards or away from our goals. The challenge is that most of our beliefs are almost always formed unconsciously as a result of generalizations that we make about our past based upon interpretations of both painful and pleasurable experiences. And in fact, our belief system is generally built by the time we're 7 or 8 years old. Our entire paradigm as a human being is developed by the time we're 7 or 8 years old. So these self-limiting beliefs are actually probably guiding us from a point where we develop these when we're a very young child. Yet now in adult life, they can prevent us from pursuing and taking action on the things we want the most. And in fact, right after fear, beliefs are the area where I see most change in terms of creating real uplifting performance and real defiance of the things that hold us back. When you can shift your belief system, you can really make a change in the quality of your life. But there are plenty of other ways we limit ourselves. Mindset, belief, and fears are the three most talked about. They're the most common. But think about this. It could be your thinking system, whether you've got a negative inner dialogue or self-talk, whether you've got negative thoughts, or you happen to use excuses, or you're constantly justifying why things aren't going your way, or you're dwelling on the past. That's in your thinking. Your limits can come in your language. You hear the certain negative words that people are using as a reflection of of people's thoughts and feelings, but it comes through in language. Language can be very self-limiting. In terms of our habits, thinking more behaviorally, if you've got a habit of perfectionism or procrastination or distraction, that's clearly going to limit you from your success. Other behaviors, being lazy, comparing yourself to others, complaining, being resistant to change, seeking approval or external validation, or, you know, having inconsistent action, or you give up easily, these behaviors are seriously going to hold you back. Thinking about the emotional side, if you dwell on worry or self-doubt, you're going to limit yourself. In terms of attitude, as another way to hold yourself back, thinking with a negative attitude or blaming others or blaming the environment or blaming the political system or environment or economic system for your own performance. You know, blame is a negative culture. It's a way you can limit yourself, which prevents you from taking action and achieving things you want to achieve. In terms of your character, are you someone who's selfish? Are you someone who over people pleases? Do you limit yourself in terms of your own skills or ability? Are you failing to move forward in terms of your own skill set? Do you make assumptions that hold you back? Do you accept a truth without any definitive proof? Your assumptions are a really, really interesting way to hold you back. And you can approach a project and you make certain assumptions about that project, and all of a sudden you've shut the door to certain outcomes. And the same is true around your expectations. Do you expect to succeed? Are you expecting to grow? Whatever you expect to happen is generally what's going to happen, or worse. So there are many different ways that we limit ourselves through our mindset, our fears, our beliefs, our thoughts, our emotions, our language patterns, our habits and behaviors, our attitude, our character, our own skill set, our assumptions and our expectations. This is just a selection of some of the most common ways that we can hold ourselves back. And Mahatma Gandhi, for me, sums it up really, really well when it comes to how our mind works. Your belief systems become your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny. Mahatma Gandhi said that, and it's really true. And it all starts from the inner belief system. And what you think, your language, your actions, your habits, and your values really do shape the quality of your life. So if we know that we've got certain things that are limiting us, then how do we make the change? Well, I'm going to share 5 steps right now to kind of guide you a little bit. This is a big topic, by the way. And as I was putting some notes together for this specific episode, I was thinking, geez, I could do an entire week training on this. Each part of the process is a massive training by itself. So I'm just going to give you a real whistle-stop tour of the 5 steps that you can use. And I've used these effectively in my own life and with clients to help you defy some of your own limits, because we all have them. The first step, it's not even the first step. The first step is the unofficial first step, is to accept the fact that you do have limitations and become aware of that fact so that you can make a change. Because if you're ignorant to that fact, then you are going to be stuck for a very long time. So step 0 is to accept the fact that you have limitations and acknowledge that you can change them. You know, that's the first belief system you want to adopt here, is that you can change. And if you want to make change fast, you must adopt a belief system that says you must change. And if you want to make it personal, then you can say you're the one that's going to do it. Because like I said, when you put it outside of yourself, you blame others, then you're going to stay stuck. Even if you think someone is at the cause of your problems, I really want to challenge you to say you're going to take personal responsibility, because personal responsibility is the biggest thing you can do to change the quality of your life. When you say, I hold my hand up and I will take personal responsibility for all the outcomes that I experience in my life, that's going to be the biggest source of change. So step 0 is to accept and acknowledge that you do have problems and that you are willing to overcome the limitations that are holding you back. So step 1, firstly, after that initial kind of baseline, is that you must know what you want. Because in order for us to even experience limitations, then it presupposes that we're moving forward towards something. So firstly, what are we moving towards? We have to know what we want. What specifically do we want? And how committed to achieving those things are you? How badly do you want it? And how strongly do you believe that these things are possible for you? Because before we even get into the limitation stuff, you really got to be clear on where you're heading. Because without a clear direction, we're not going to be able to identify exactly how we're holding ourselves back. So step 1, know what you want. The second piece is to identify your limitations. This is about uncovering that which is hidden and recognizing the problem and becoming aware of the limiting patterns. Now, this is easier said than done. Some things are very obvious. Some things are actually deeply rooted in our subconscious mind, and it's going to take a process to discover what those things are. But I've got some simple questions, simple coaching questions that you can ask yourselves to try and elicit some of your own limitations. You may already know what they are, but if you need some help, then these simple questions will help you. So firstly, why haven't you achieved your goal already? Why haven't you achieved your goal already? And when you answer that question, you'll probably give a bunch of surface answers. So I want you to go deeper than that and think, okay, so I haven't achieved my goal already because I need to do X, Y, and Z still. Okay, so why haven't you done those things? Use the process of the 5 whys. That's asking the question why 5 times. to go below the initial surface answer. Why haven't you achieved your goal already? And why is that? And why is that? And why is that? To find the truth. Because beyond that initial surface answer, you'll find what's preventing you from achieving the goal right now. Here's some other questions you can ask to identify what's limiting you. What habits are preventing your progress? What recurring negative thoughts are you experiencing? What meaning have you given to your past failures, and how are these meanings limiting you right now? What beliefs are stopping you from moving forward? What cultural beliefs are you allowing to hold you back? How are your standards about what and how things should happen negatively affecting your ability to make things happen? You know, that old case of things always happen this way. This is how they're supposed to be. Is that true? Is that an assumption you've made, or is it reality? What's the truth? What rules have you created in your life that you could be limited by? What stories or mental scripts do you play over and over in your mind that disempower you? What's really holding you back? These simple questions can help you identify exactly how you're limiting yourself, but I'm sure you have an intuitive awareness. Now, what's interesting about most of these things is they're probably limitations that are preventing you from taking action right now. It's some way causing you to avoid the things that you know you need to be doing in order for you to achieve the result. But what's really interesting when we go a little deeper on this, this is just a little side point on this because, again, we could go really deep on this. But often, some of the things that hold us back are as a result of associations of things that we will have in our mind about what could happen in the future. So, for example, if you've got a big goal for your business, you might be holding yourself back right now based upon the actions that you know you need to take in this very moment. But it's very possible that the future vision that you have for the business, subconsciously, you see problems way in advance. So, for example, if you suddenly had a gigantic influx of new business, which I'm sure most of us would agree on the surface is a good thing, but subconsciously, are you thinking, how could I deal with that? How could I account for those extra customers? Will I be able to have the infrastructure in place to deal with those customers, the admin, all the other potential problems that could come up, the customer service stuff? Will you need new software? Will you need new tools in your business? What's actually true here is that you could actually have all kinds of different fears, beliefs, assumptions, expectations about how the future is going to look, which are actually limiting you right now. So your perception of the future is also a way that we can limit ourselves. So not only have you got to address the ways that you're holding yourself back in the very moment right now, because that's the most important thing to do. We want to get ourselves into action to get moving. But we also need to look at all the different ways that we're actually restricting ourselves. And this is something I've explored more recently in quite a bit of depth, because it's fascinating to know that I clearly identify what's holding us back from taking the very next action. We can do that. That's very simple. But actually, then you start drawing a line between where you are now and actually achieving the goal, and thinking about all the different things that you could limit yourself on over the journey of achieving that goal. So say again, you've got a big goal for your business. It's a 12-month goal, and there's all different things that could happen along the way. You may actually need to isolate some of the big problems that you're already going to perceive, that you're already perceiving in your mind. Some of the limitations that you've already formed in your head that are actually stopping you from moving forward. This future pacing that you've gone through in your mind, the future problems that you've kind of put to one side, these future limitations could actually be holding you back right now. And this is just a new concept that I've really discovered, that you have to not only find out the things that are limiting you in this very moment right now, but also towards the end game, you know, actually achieving the result. What things are you perceiving around the result that could cause you pain in the future? Because if you feel any sense of pain towards the goal, there's a good chance that you're not actually going to go and achieve it. If you're thinking there's going to be a consequence, a negative consequence of achieving your goal, or some sort of pain, then you could be holding yourself right back right now based upon the future perception of what could happen. So this is a really interesting subject to explore, but it's really important to explore because, you know, if we've got ambitions and goals and things we'd like to achieve, then we really need to figure out what it is that's going to prevent us from doing it. Because not only will these limiting forces hold us back from taking action in the moment, but they'll also cause resistance further down the track if we don't weed them out. So again, there's all kinds of things we can do to identify what these things are. I've shared some of the things that I've used. These coaching questions are really, really powerful. But hopefully just this concept alone has opened some doors for you in terms of thought, not only about the present right now, but how you could be holding yourself back, but also some of the resistance that you may be holding on to about the actual outcome goal itself, you know, the actual result. What perception do you have about how your life's going to be? If you're seeing pain, then, you know, the way we're wired, it means you're not going to move forward. We want to be associating maximum pleasure to achieving that result and weeding out anything that's going to stop you from experiencing that pleasure. So talking about pleasure and pain, moving nicely on to step three. If we know what we want in step one, in step two, we've identified what's limiting us right now and in the future. Step three is to get committed. And the way we do this is to create real leverage. And we can actually use these concepts of pain and pleasure to really lock in the change that we want to make. Because if we are holding ourselves back, we really need to get into the consequence of what that's going to mean. Because if there's a way you're limiting yourself right now and you're committed to your goals, what would it be like to miss out on the things that you really, really want? What could it cost you right now, both now and in the future, if you fail to overcome this limitation? What pain will you experience if you fail to overcome this limitation, both now and in the future? What have you already missed out on because of this? What are you missing out on right now? What are all the things that you stand to gain when you actually finally overcome this limitation? What are all the reasons why you must break through this limitation right now? Because when you get those reasons locked down and you create the leverage in your mind and you get committed emotionally, physically, and mentally, and spiritually, this limitation is going to fall. But first, you've got to get that leverage, because just identifying the way you're limiting yourself, yes, you could create change through the awareness. And often, you know, change does happen. It does follow awareness. But getting truly committed that you're going to relinquish this limitation, you're going to free yourself from it. You recognize the pain it's going to cause you or continue to cause you if you fail to overcome this limitation. And you recognize all the things that you stand to gain when you finally do overcome this limitation, the pleasure, the great things that you're going to experience in your life and your business. That's when you get committed. That's when you get leverage. You really want to create a situation where you are your new autopilot is to succeed. Your new autopilot is to overcome these things that stand in your way effortlessly because you're committed. So step three is to get committed emotionally. We really need to use these levers of pain and pleasure to our own advantage. Pain, the way we use pain is we look at all the things that we're going to miss out on and what it's going to cost us in every area of your life. Because, you know, if you imagine that you have this limitation that you've been living with and it's held you back in lots of different ways, you can think about what the next 30 days are going to look like if you continue to be held back. You can think about the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years. Imagine what your life would be like in 20 freaking years time if you fail to overcome the ways that you're limiting yourself. It's painful. I can feel it now on behalf of you. I'm feeling it in my body, just saying it. So think about it. How can you use that pain? What are you going to miss out on? Imagine all these goals and dreams that you've had that you're committed to doing, or you say you're committed to doing. If for some reason you don't allow yourself to get over these limitations, think about the way you're holding yourself back right now, or however you've held yourself back in the past right now. If you fail to overcome that, how is it costing you right now? What's it going to cost you in the future? What are you going to miss out on? What are you already missing out on? You've got to use this power to get you to move forward. Use that pain to push you forward or to pull you forward. And thinking about all the things you're going to gain. Think about the pleasure you're going to have. All those goals and dreams. Imagine the moment that you actually achieve it. Just put yourself in the moment. Seeing it as done. Experiencing it right now. And again, I am feeling it. I'm seeing it. It's electric. Put yourself there. Put yourself there and really feel what it is like to achieve the things that you've been dreaming of for so long. Feel it in your nervous system. Feel the pleasure in advance, because if we can feel pain to push us out of a problem, then we can use pleasure to pull us towards something great. So think about all the reasons why you must achieve the things that you're going after in life, and think about all that pain that you're no longer willing to suffer, both now and in the future. Use these forces, use these twin forces to drive you forward. That's how we get committed. Cool. So step zero, we talked about it, the foundation. You got to accept that you can change. Step one is to know where you're heading, know specifically what you want. Step two is to identify the limiting forces. Step three is to get committed. We've just talked about that. Hopefully you felt that. Step four is to define a new empowering reality. define a new empowering reality. We must replace our limiting forces, our limiting patterns, with a new empowering force or a new empowering pattern. Empowering means something that's going to drive you forward. So what are you going to have to focus on or embody to achieve your goals? How are you going to create the change that you need to create? If you're aware of what's limiting you, what are you going to replace it with? What thoughts, what belief systems, what emotions, what behaviors, what habits, what skills, what character traits, what attitudes, what expectations, what language patterns are you going to need to adopt to create real change? The answer here is very simple. Whatever you've been holding yourself back, however you've been holding yourself back, just look at the reverse of that. Look at the reverse of that. If you believe that you don't have enough experience, then what do you need to believe? What's the truth? I call that the transformational truth process. If you know that you are holding yourself back based upon your belief system, it's often, as it says on the tin, belief system stands BS, belief system is also bullshit. A lot of the belief systems we hold, like I said, have been developed through unconscious associations to experiences that have happened to us in the past, often when we were young, usually as a result of some sort of family experience or a friendship, something negative that's happened, or some repeat exposure to a way of thinking through our parents, through our school teachers, through our friends, and that way of thinking has become your belief system. So in order to change that, we've already talked about the process. Now we need to define a new empowering reality. You've got to drop the belief systems that aren't serving you. You've got to drop the negative thinking that's not serving you. You've got to find the emotional patterns that are right for the set of goals that you have. You've got to find the behaviors, the habits, the skills, the character traits, the attitudes, the expectations, the language. What is it you need to adopt to create that new empowering reality for you? And again, many of you already subconsciously know what those things are. Intuitively, you feel it. You've just been resisting it because of these limitations. So take the opportunity right now to acknowledge who you really are and the power within you and create that new empowering reality to drive you forward. This is life by design. I started by saying this is about taking personal responsibility. You can take personal responsibility for who you are as a human being. It's taken me a long time to adopt that as a philosophy, truly. To recognize that I am the creator of my reality. Every single day, I have the opportunity to design who I am. This character, this DG guy, this guy speaking to you on the microphone right now, is a guy who I've designed. I wasn't born this way, this crazy lunatic rocking the mic. I created this guy. I'm still creating this guy. I'm defining my reality, and it's your turn to do it too. So step four is to define an empowering reality. Decide who you're going to be. Decide how you're going to show up and decide how you're going to crush it in your goals. What belief systems are you going to follow? What thoughts are you going to have? What emotions are you going to live by? Powerful, positive emotions are the single fastest way to create real change. If you constantly feel negative and sad, think about how great it will feel when you feel powerful, strong, and capable. Change your emotions. Change your life. The fastest way to change your emotions is to change the way you use your body. Emotion, motion equals emotion. Motion equals emotion. Think about it. Just the other day, I was watching some sporting videos, showed some of the great athletic moments throughout time. One thing that's in common, what happens when someone celebrates? You can see it now. This is a podcast. This is auditory only. You can already see it though. Imagine what I'm doing right now. I've just crossed the line. I'm celebrating. What does it look like when someone celebrates? Yes, the arms go up in the air. The fists pump the air. You can already see it. You know it. It's wired inside of you. All of the emotions that we experience in life are wired inside of us. Yet we are drained emotionally, so we're slumped over. Our shoulders are down. We're sat in our chair. We're slouched. The fastest way to change your results is to change your physical being. Stand up. Feel unstoppable. Get your shoulders back. I did an entire episode on this unstoppable way of physiology. In the first 10 episodes, you can find it. This power moves you can create. Create a new empowering reality. Decide how you're going to think. Decide what you're going to believe. Decide what emotional system you want to operate within. Create new behaviors. Create new habits. Develop your skill sets, your character. Decide how you're going to think. Decide your attitude. Decide what you're going to expect, because those who expect to win tend to win. Decide the language systems you're going to use. If you catch yourself being negative, then switch it to a positive. You are in control. You are in control. You create your reality. Step four is to define a new empowering reality. I challenge you to define one. that really lifts you up and makes the game a new level for you. It's time. It's your time. I know it is. Define a new empowering reality. Step five, be it until you see it. Step five is to be it until you see it. See it. This is about living your new reality, right? We've all heard the phrase, fake it till you make it. Why fake it? Why fake it? Just be it. Just be it until you see it. This new empowering reality we've talked about. Just start living it. Yes, it may take time to embody. You may face challenges. You may slip back. But we don't go to the gym and rock our abs for 20 minutes and work out for 5 minutes and then walk out the gym and see a popping abs popping out of our gym from that one gym session we had. No, no, no. The power of repetition, my friends, is what creates you. You know, if I wanted to get six-pack abs, I got to work out every damn day until I get them. And when I do get them, what happens? I got to maintain. I don't just suddenly switch off, stop exercising, go eat some burgers and fries. That does not work. The same is true for our character, our mental abilities. If we want to create real change in our life, we've got to condition the change. We've got to keep putting in the work. And we've got to keep maintaining it once we've got it in place. Otherwise, you revert back to your limits. Trust me. The two ways to create lasting change in your life is through repetition and intensity. Those negative things that have held us back in the past were probably caused by one of those two things, either repetition or intensity. An intense emotional experience that has become a lasting belief system, or something we've been exposed to repeatedly and became the way we think. Think about it. If you surround yourself with ducks, you end up becoming a freaking duck. Whack, whack. You want to fly with eagles? Go fly with the eagles. Lie down with dogs, come out with fleas. Those old cliches. Whatever we do with intensity and whatever we do on a repeat basis is who we become. So you've got to be until you see it and start looking out for the evidence of the change that you're making instead of the change, instead of the evidence of the limitation, right? Because we can all find things that aren't right. We can all find things that aren't quite right. But start tuning into this channel which shows you the changes that you're making, the positive steps forward. Take time out to see how far you've come. Even when you're facing challenges. Like I said, the bigger goals we set, the bigger challenges we're going to face. It ain't going to remove your challenges. You're just going to rock up with much more power when you see your challenges, and you're going to arrive at much better quality challenges. So step five is to be it until you see it. It's time to live that new reality. Once you've made that choice about who you're going to become, repeat every single day, you're going to condition it. How do we do that? Visualization, you know, see yourself. We did a little visualization, subconscious visualization exercise a minute ago when we talked about the fist going in the air. Start visualizing the person you're going to become. Start visualizing the goals happening. See them as already done. Write out your affirmations every single day. I write out character statements every single day about who I'm becoming. I'm in peak physical condition, exuding pure vitality and boundless energy. Can you hear it in my voice? It becomes my reality. It becomes my reality. It's 7:30 in the evening here in the UK. I put in a full day of work. I'm cranking. This is who I become. Abundance is my true nature. Great wealth is on its way to me. I'm a visionary entrepreneur who seeks solutions to the major challenges faced by humanity. That's who I am. I create this stuff. Define your reality. Write out your affirmations every single day. Don't write it out once. Repeat with intensity. That's how we create change. Use meditation. Use priming. You know, get yourself ready every single morning to face the day, stepping into your new reality that you're creating. That's how we overcome our limits. We make a choice. I challenge you. I challenge you. I challenge you to find what it is that's holding you back. Go and figure out, number one, what you want. Be very clear, precise, specific, clear. See it as already done. Number two, identify what's holding you back. What's stopping you from taking action? What's preventing you from achieving your goal? Why haven't you achieved it already? What's standing in the way, both now and in the future? Number three, get committed. Remember, think about what it's going to cost you if you don't make the change. What are you already missing out on? How does it feel to miss out on those things? How does it feel to not live up your full potential? Use that force of pain to move you forward, but then ultimately link it to the pleasure too. What is it you're going to gain? What are you going to gain when you overcome this limitation and you finally achieve the result that you want to achieve? See it as done. See yourself there. Think about those reasons why you must break through these limitations. Start seeing the pleasurable experiences you're going to have in your life, in every area of your life. Number four, define a new empowering reality. Decide who you're going to become and how you're going to show up in the world. Number 5, be it until you see it. Live your new reality with repetition and intensity. Remember, visualization, affirmation, meditation. Use what it takes to create that new reality. And then be it till you see it. Live your new reality until it becomes real. Look for the evidence. You'll see it every single day. Start tuning into it. All right, that's a very fast 5-step overview of how to overcome your limitations. There will be workshops on this. I will do webinars. I will do events. This is such an important area. My mission in this life when it comes to the Unstoppable brand is to free people from the constraints that hold them back. Because I can see them, because I've walked in them. In fact, a lot of the work I do right now is go and put myself in situations that causes constraint to come up so that I can say, hey, I recognize you. I'm taking you down. This is who I am. This is how I tackle this situation. I have a new reality now. I put myself in situations so I can experience it, so I can help more people. That's the mission. So right now, you know, all kinds of things probably going around in your head. You're thinking, gosh, what's holding me back? Am I being held back? Blah, blah, blah. Figure it out. Figure it out. Step up. You got this. It's time to focus on what's real for you and find your truth. Step up and become the person you were born to be. Step up and be the leader you were born to be. This is the summer of freedom. I told you that. This series is about the summer of freedom, which is about rising up. It's about rising up. It's about tuning in to what's possible. It's about turning on to who you really are. And it's about rising up and being the leader you're always born to be. I challenge you. All right. I'm going to wrap us up there because I'm feeling pumped. I need to go do some important stuff. I need to go out there and crush it. In fact, I need to go and eat some food. And then I will go and take on the world. All right. So coming up after this episode, the next episode is entitled Do What You Love. This is another area where I've done a lot of deep exploration. This is a really important episode coming up. I'm going to be talking about how to focus on your strengths, how to identify your strengths, your unique ability, how to go all in on those special skills that light you up, but also finding out those activities and the things that you love the most and going all in on that. And creating a life you love is all about doing the things you love with the people you love in a way that you love. All right. And there are so many rules and things and limitations that stand in the way of just that process. But I challenge you to go and find what it is you love. We're going to talk about that in the next episode. Hopefully you found this episode useful. If you have any questions, come and talk to me in the Unstoppable Mastermind on Facebook. Drop me a line. Come and find me on the blog, danjgregory.com. Do drop me a message. Send me an email. If I can help you in any way, just let me know. And there's a lot more to come on this stuff. Like I said, I want to tear down the walls of limitation and help you guys break through to live the life that you want to create. So choose to be unstoppable and go out there, unleash your greatness, build your empire, make your impact in the world and live your ultimate life because you, my friend, are unstoppable. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.